Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and we're so glad that you're here. We use our mojo to really become greater leaders. Now, let's get started by listening to something good. Oh, I feel good. I knew that. Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Hello and welcome everyone to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and I'm thrilled today to introduce my special guest, Lisa Dadd. Now, one of the things that I've always thought held a lot of people back is that they really are not happy with themselves. They struggle with really understanding what they themselves want in life, and so therefore it holds them back in their leadership and management career as well as their personal life. So today, I've asked Lisa Dadd to come on and have a conversation. She is the author of a book entitled Finding Fabulous, Paving the Path Between Paycheck and Passion. Now, in her book, she dares us to consider what a fabulous life looks like, and she provides people with practical and relevant tools for anybody that's tired of feeling stuck and ready to take action. She borrows from her over 15 years of corporate experience and shares how she went through this journey. And I know that we're going to learn an awful lot from Lisa today. Lisa, welcome to the Manager Mojo Show.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. And before we get off into talking about your book, why don't you share with our listeners what fun thing that you've been up to lately outside of work?
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned, I'm all about finding fabulous. And one of the ways that I've done that lately is I moved to California. So escaped the Canadian winter and came out to California. And so I have been here about a month and a half. And what's been fun is just exploring my new area. I love to hike with my dog, and we found some fascinating, beautiful hiking trails near here. So we try to get out as often as we can and just kind of explore and see where we end up.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful plan, and I hope you'll continue to enjoy exploring your new territory. That's awesome. Now, Lisa, today I just want to start with a little bit. Why don't you just lay the groundwork with what caused you to write Finding Fabulous, Paving the Path Between Paycheck and Passion?
Yeah, you know, it started, I guess, I always say it was a split-second decision, years in the making, for me to leave my corporate job because even though I was climbing this corporate ladder, each in successive promotion and as the years went on, I was becoming less and less happy and satisfied with what I was doing. And so when I decided to leave and I started meeting some other individuals, I realized that what was missing for me was fabulous. You know, I had this good job and I was paid really well and I had a good family and good friends, but I just didn't wake up every day with that feeling that I just loved my life. And so I realized that I wasn't really looking to save myself from anything. I actually was just looking for that extra bit of fabulous, something that I could really have that energy and joy in all areas of my life.
Very cool. Very cool. So you left your corporate job. You said it wasn't for you. What were the, I guess, the first couple of ahas that you had whenever you really started this journey?
Yeah, I think that for me, as I said, it was something that happened over time when I started to realize I kind of felt like I was only using a part of my brain. You know, I felt like it wasn't challenging me anymore, and I wasn't really invested in what we were doing. It was like I couldn't bring all of my talents. I had this desire to be more creative and have more fun. And the industry that I was working in was really confined with rules and regulations. And so I started to realize that, you know, I really have so much more to offer. I felt like I did. And I just started to realize that I had placed myself in an environment that would really never allow me full access to tap into that. So that was kind of a bit of an aha moment that started it down the path of going to leave my job.
It sounds like a good place to start. I know one of the things that I observe from working with corporate clients a lot of times is that they really lack passion in what they do. And how did you go about really discovering your own passion in life?
Yeah, you know, that is, it's been a journey for me to find that. And I, sometimes that word passion really scares people, because I thought initially what really made me sad was realizing I didn't know what brought me joy. I had a life coach actually ask me, what brings you joy? And I thought, it's been so long since I actually asked myself that. And so really for me, it was a journey of starting to ask myself questions, not specifically just what am I passionate about? You know, what am I curious about? What am I fascinated about? What just holds my interest when I'm, you know, on the internet or when I'm out with people, when I hear a situation arise or someone's got a problem? What are those things that I sort of gravitate to and that I sort of light up and have all sorts of energy around, versus all those things that kind of get me really dragged down, feeling like, oh, not this conversation again. And that just gave me some of the seeds that I started to plant as to what direction I was going to go in.
Very, very cool. Now, for those people that are still in this kind of what I call the never, never land, I mean, how did you... kind of figure out what the lines were between work and play? I mean, I find so many people, they segment their life in such a narrow category that they can't really find out how to have fun while they're doing their work. So how did you kind of come about it?
Well, actually, I love that you just asked me that question, because one of the things I am the most passionate about is actually blurring the line between work and play. I love it now when, you know, my sister will often say, what are you doing over there? Are you working? Or are you just playing? And I love when I'm like, I'm not sure. And so, you know, I think that, to me, that's the ultimate finding fabulous, is when you can find those spaces where you don't even know yourself if it's work or if it's play, because it feels like you're making an impact in the world in a positive way, and you're also really just having fun with it, that you could do it. You know, it's that time where you find hours passes and it feels like 1 hour, versus when you're in a meeting and it's only been an hour and it feels like it's been eight, you know. So there's this like switch that happens that, you know, you sort of lose time a little bit.
Oh, I get that totally. I know for me, when you start talking about hour-long meetings, I think I'd rather you just shoot me. that's my idea of corporate hell, is to have 1 hour-long meeting after another. It's not productive for anybody.
Well, no, and I was always trying to encourage them to, I always thought they should have put in a gym with some treadmills and some bikes and some exercise balls and make that the meeting room. Because I thought, you know, if people were actually moving and having fun, you could still be discussing important things and probably get more done. You know, I used to have better meetings with people side by side on a treadmill. I know it sounds funny, but, you know, when you're stimulating different senses and having a bit of fun with it, sometimes those meetings are 10 times more productive than, you know, the death by PowerPoint that you do in a boardroom.
Well, you know, I get it. I get that totally, but I can't help but think that if company meetings were really held in exercise rooms, we sure as hell wouldn't have any corporate meetings. After all, the least used room in anybody's home is their own personal exercise equipment or a gym.
I know, that's really sad.
So it would be a great way to kill meetings, you know. Okay, so you go in there, you have to work out. I get it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I use that as an example, but who's to say that, you know, corporate meetings couldn't be done in just a different environment where you get people out of what they're normally working in. So lots of people do company retreats and things like that, but what if they had some solutions to actually create just a different environment, give people different perspectives and get their minds thinking in different ways? I have my best meetings are hiking up a mountain. Obviously, I'm a very physically active person, but it doesn't have to be that. I think there's definitely other solutions. People can create the space and the energy that would change a painful meeting into a really fun, collaborative experience.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me, and I think that should be an objective of all of us. You have given a very popular TEDx talk, and you titled it "The Two Most Liberating Words That You'll Ever Say." For those of us that maybe don't feel liberated, what in the world would be those two words? And kind of give us a little summary. We don't have to go through your whole speech, but I would like to hear a little bit about it.
Sure, definitely. And, you know, my speech really is a giant analogy between my hike to the base camp of Mount Everest set against my decision to leave the corporate world. And I came to the point when I was sitting at base camp, I'm going to give you the real quick short version, is that I didn't feel the satisfaction and happiness and joy I thought I would feel getting there. And it took me a week to climb to base camp. So I was kind of like expecting this joy and realized that that's what I expected for my corporate career, that I had arrived. You know, I had this great job and this money and all these things. And I just felt really empty and flat in both places. And the analogy is the two words is that I realized I was only at a turning point. And the moment I realized Basecamp was simply a turning point, I could actually turn. And my corporate career also, similarly, was just a turning point. I didn't have to do that same job for the rest of my life. The second I declared that it was simply a turning point, it gave me this energy and this permission to start walking in a different direction. And to just say, you know what, turning point, it's almost like a reset. It's like this momentum that comes from those first few steps, knowing that you have opportunities and possibilities elsewhere. You don't have to rely on what is your current situation.
Well, those are turning point is a marvelous way to really think about it, because in my view, there are turning points every day, whether you're in your job or your home life, your personal life. The problem is people get stuck going one direction and they don't think that they can really make a turn. They think that everything is linear, that you can't go from one direction to another. And I don't find that to be very productive personally. Is that similar to what you're talking about?
It completely is, because I think, you know, I would have called it dead end if I had said that there were no options. You know, when I was up on the mountain there, I knew that I could feel better and I would feel better if I turned and started walking in the other direction. I mean, physically, you get oxygen back in your body. But that's kind of how it feels when you declare a turning point, right? Now, when you declare a turning point, it's an action. That's an action verb, which means you are going to walk in a new direction. What I say to people, the third point I make in that TED talk is that you don't actually have to know the right direction to walk in. I think people get stuck because they go, okay, I think I'm stuck because I don't know the exact perfect way to go. And what I found and what I've heard from so many people, the people I interviewed for that book, was that you just need to take a step in a different direction, a right now direction. It doesn't even have to be the right direction. Because once you start walking and realize you can declare a turning point whenever you want, you eventually have followed these breadcrumbs into, you know, this exactly where you're meant to go. And maybe you wouldn't see that from the turning point that you first declared. You sometimes have to go through other detours in order to get where you're going. So hopefully that's the liberating part. If you don't have to have all the answers, you just have to choose to walk in a new direction.
Well, absolutely. And choosing, I think, is one of those decision-making things that people struggle with. And that kind of brings me to the point that most people wind up just sticking to the status quo. So what are some of the barriers to that status quo that you've discovered and And if you don't mind, share with us how you kind of went around or through or over some of those barriers.
Yes, you definitely, I think the first step was definitely getting a little bit of clarity. You don't have to be completely clear, but some clarity as to what it is that's holding you back. What do you want that you're not having in your life right now? And the more you get clear on that, I found the more I was willing to step away from the status quo. It's hard to go towards the unknown and leave the comfort of what you know if you don't have a strong motivation for it. So once I was really clear on the fact that I needed more autonomy and creativity and to feel like I was making a bigger impact in my job, it was easier to leave or at least start walking in a different direction because the thought of staying there and never having those abilities was painful, more painful than sort of stepping into the unknown. So I'd say one of the first things is really having some motivation to get you going because as you go, the clarity comes, and sometimes it comes in small doses. But as you gain more clarity, your willingness to go against the status quo also increases.
Do you find generally that people are just so cautious or afraid that they never take that first step?
Yeah, I think that's definitely been proven just simply by the stats of the fact that something like 80% of people in the workforce are disengaged or at least unhappy and unsatisfied in their job. And that statistic has not changed over two decades. It has maybe a percentage or two, but there's still so many people that are settling for what they know, afraid of what they don't know. And so I think it's common. If the people out there sort of beating themselves up over it, I'd say, first of all, give yourself a break because it's common. And then secondly, you start to consider what it is that you really want in your life. I think one of the biggest factors fighting against the status quo is that people look around and adopt other people's definition of success. Like if I don't have a big house and a big car and a big salary, then I won't be successful. And so this whole shifting of deciding what really makes you actually feel successful and what could that look like? And as you start to ask those questions for yourself, again, you're peeling away from the status quo because maybe a big mansion of a house isn't something that actually makes you feel happy. And so once you realize that, you get to let go of the need to go after that. It's like liberating freedom sense to say, you know what, go have your big mansion. I actually want this instead,
Makes perfect sense to me. I know I know that it's very difficult sometimes for people in companies to really feel like they're having fun. And I see it over and over again. And statistics that you quoted before, I find are pretty consistent. It's rare when a company can move beyond that and get to the point where they really have an engaged workforce. When they can, then they, in fact, become very dynamic. But it starts with you yourself as a person, an individual. If you're not happy yourself, I just don't know how in the world you're going to lead other people effectively. Would you kind of agree with that, or is that something that you found yourself as you went through this process?
I completely agree with it because a lot of times we put a lot of the onus on the leaders. Say the leaders of the organization set the tone and the culture, which is not untrue to some extent, but also the majority of your workforce is unhappy for whatever reason. It's going to be very hard to move the needle regardless of what the leader's doing. So this is why I love that term, blurring the lines between work and play, because I think when, I went down this path of writing this book to really talk about career and what that looks like, what I quickly uncovered from all of the people that I interviewed was that the initial impetus for change was their career, how they made a living. And what happened as they went down this path of understanding who they were, who they wanted to be, what made them happy, it just filtered into the rest of their lives. And so this journey of finding fabulous becomes about so much more than just a job. It really becomes about understanding what really does allow you that joy and energy so that you can show up as your best, the best version of yourself in every environment. So then even if you keep a job, you don't have to go off as an entrepreneur. Even if you're in a work environment, if you're feeding your, you can say feeding your soul or feeding your joy with in every aspect of your life, all of those lines that separate family and work and business and all these big buckets, they start to blur a little bit. And you say, I can actually feel like I'm having fun with friends at work, similarly as friends outside of work, because the environment and the way I'm showing up sort of spills over onto people that are around me.
Very cool. I know that your book, which I will make sure that we put a link to your book in this post, but your book is highly rated, and I think it's a great read for all of us to get a copy to really kind of get centered upon what do we really believe and what really makes us feel energized in our work. And so I highly encourage all of us to learn more from Lisa about what she's talking about here, because I think it can help us be more successful, whether or not we completely leave what we're doing or if we just want to be better at what we're doing.
Yeah, that's definitely the intention of the book, was not to say everyone needs to, you know, up and quit their jobs to find that fabulous. I think part of the journey of finding fabulous is also recognizing the fabulous that already exists in our lives and around us, that maybe we've been sort of overshadowed by things that maybe aren't so fabulous. And as you start to peel back the layers of those things that you do want, all the other stuff sort of filters as well and say, you know what, this part of my life actually is pretty darn fabulous right now. And I haven't been giving it enough, you know, celebration and attention. So it's sort of a mix. It's a mix of finding new and also celebrating the current and the old.
For other than just buying your book, because I definitely want to encourage all of us to do that, but what would be the first two or three things that you would recommend for people to begin doing right now so they could start this journey to understand what they're really passionate about?
Yeah, I think it starts with something as simple as asking yourself some basic questions. I actually, on my website, if people want to go to the website, which is lisadad.com, and it's D-A-D-D, I have a clarity accelerator. It's literally a three-step process to start asking yourself some basic questions about what your motivation is for changing, because change is hard. And until we can really see the other side of change or what the incentive might be to change, mm-hmm. It's going to be very hard to get going. So again, whether you use my clarity accelerator or whether you get a couple questions, you know, there's lots of them out there, but I really do think it's as simple as sitting down some quiet time with a pen and paper and start asking yourself some really basic questions about what lights you up, what gives you energy, what is, you know, feels painful in your day versus where do you, you know, rush to get to. So I think some of those basic questions will really get people at least moving forward, because a lot of us don't take the time to stop and dig to the deeper why. We might say, I'm not happy with my job and I don't like my boss. But how often do we say, but really why? Peel back the layers, you know, and sometimes you have to ask five whys before you get to the real truth.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point. Now, Lisa, you just mentioned your website, and is that the best way for people to find out more about your work, is to go to your website?
Yes, I think that's definitely a quick way to find out about my work. You could also, I've got a Facebook page, which is Lisa Dad Finding Fabulous. And certainly my LinkedIn account has got more information as well for all your businesses out there and managers that are looking for some information as well. They can reach me that way.
Absolutely. And for those of you that happen to be exercising while you listen, as usual, we'll make sure that we put a link directly back to Lisa's website. Lisa, it's been a joy listening to you today. And before we close, I wondered if you would share two or three positive things that you would like for people to consider as we close our discussion today.
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind when you ask me that is just the idea of possible. I think if people can expand their thought process, because a lot of times we stop ourselves thinking, I could never do this because we've got lots of reasons we can't. But if you can just open up some space and energy for this, I call it the lane of possibility, you'd be surprised what shows up. I was completely surprised 6 months after I left corporate to see what people were doing around me. I didn't even know it existed until I took off the blinders of my corporate environment And so step into the realm of possibility is the first thing. The second thing is there are so many resources available nowadays to support people in different ways, you know, from books and courses and conferences to just networking groups to masterminds. There is a plethora of resources. Once you can step into the lane of possibility and get past some of your basic blocks, there are tons of resources out there to support you. My site and book is literally one of millions. And so you step into that space and the answers start to show up.
Oh, that's awesome. And Lisa, thank you so much for those. And I'm certain that a number of us are going to take advantage of that today. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Our guest is Lisa Dadd. Lisa is the author of Finding Fabulous, Paving the Path Between Paycheck and Passion. And I hope that all of you really go get her book and really learn how you can improve your own life, both professionally and personally. Lisa, thank you again, and we wish you continued success and more fabulous in all parts of your life.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's been so much fun. It's been fabulous being here with you today, and thank you very much. I wish all of you and all of your listeners some fabulous, their version of fabulous along the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today.